Okay, let's dive right into this. You sent over some really interesting material for us today.
Yeah, it's an excerpt from a podcast, Faith Bean's GP Podcast, part one of an episode called The Power of Purpose, Why Young Adults Are Searching for Meaning.
Right, The Power of Purpose. And it seems to really zero in on, well, a pretty universal feeling right now, doesn't it?
It does, especially for young adults. It's all about navigating those big life questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, purpose, passion, dating, faith.
And how all that fits into, well, the world we live in now, very social media heavy.
Exactly. That's a key lens here. The source looks at how that online world shapes this search.
It feels super relevant. These are fundamental things, but that modern context changes the game. So for this deep dive, what's our mission?
Basically, to unpack this source for you. We want to pull out the key challenges it flags for young adults, share the stories it features.
And look at the faith perspectives and maybe practical strategies it offers.
Precisely. The goal is just to help you quickly grasp the core message, the main insights from this particular source material.
Great. So where does the source kick things off?
It starts by sort of setting the scene, describing this feeling that it suggests is really common among young adults today. Almost tangible.
Okay, what kind of feeling?
A deep longing for purpose.
Yeah.
A real desire for meaning and direction.
I can see that. But there's a but, isn't there?
Yes. That longing is happening alongside this feeling of being completely overwhelmed.
Ah, overwhelmed. How so?
Well, the source points to things like endless scrolling, constant comparison with others online.
Right, that feeling that everyone else has it figured out.
Exactly, that pressure to appear like you have it all together. The source suggests this whole environment makes finding your actual path, you know, really tough.
That definitely resonates. It feels very current. And the source, it brings in a counterpoint early on, something from scripture.
It does. It introduces Jeremiah 29:1 on right near the start. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. A very well-known verse.
Right. And the source presents it as this kind of anchor, a reminder amidst all that noise and confusion the source describes.
That there's maybe a bigger plan, a divine intention.
Yeah, exactly. Offering hope, a future, a sense of grounding, despite the external pressures, it's framed as a foundational truth to grab onto.
Okay, so you have this big picture idea, this promise, but then the source shifts gears.
It does, quite effectively. It moves from that scriptural foundation straight into real-life experiences, stories from actual young adults dealing with these exact things.
That makes it concrete. Who do we hear from?
Well, there's Jasmine. She's 25, an entrepreneur who made a big change.
Okay.
She left her corporate job to do mission work. And the source highlights that she did this even when her friends were like, really? Are you sure?
Wow. So facing that external questioning while following an internal call, that's powerful.
Definitely highlights that challenge. Then there's Carlos, 28. He's a teacher.
And his story?
His focus is more on dating. Trying to stay true to his faith while navigating things like dating apps and, you know, all the pressures of modern relationships.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge area for young adults today. Very relevant.
Totally. And there's also Maya. She's 23, a grad student.
What's her focus?
Hers is really about social media's impact on her self-worth.
Mm.
And she talks about how she found her identity more in her faith in Christ rather than online validation.
Mm. So these aren't just abstract problems. They're personal, deeply felt.
Exactly. And hearing those specific examples really makes the source's main point about purpose hit home.
Which is?
That purpose isn't really found in those external things. Follower counts, job titles, achievements. According to this source, it's found internally.
Internally. How so?
In knowing who you are in God. That's the core message presented. It shifts the focus inward towards identity and faith.
That's a significant reframing. So building on that, the source then kind of lists out the common challenges.
Yeah, it distills them down. And importantly, it also offers some faith-based strategies to navigate them.
Okay, let's break those down. What are the main challenges it identifies?
It lists four key ones. First, that overwhelm from social media comparison we already touched on.
Right, the feeling of never measuring up. Got it. What's second?
Anxiety about career direction. Just figuring out what you're supposed to do, the pressure around that.
Yeah, that feels like a big one. Infinite choices, intense pressure. Okay, third.
Navigating healthy relationships and dating. Like Carlos's story hinted at the complexities today.
Makes sense. Apps, expectations, it's a lot. And the fourth?
Feeling distant from God. The source calls it being in a distracted world. It's just hard to connect spiritually sometimes.
Those four really seem to capture a lot of the struggle. So what about solutions? What strategies does the source suggest from a faith perspective?
It offers some pretty concrete actions. First, daily time in prayer and reading scripture, presented as foundational.
Okay, grounding yourself. What else?
Finding a trusted mentor or maybe an accountability partner, someone to walk with you.
Support and guidance. Good one.
Then taking regular breaks from social media, like intentionally stepping away.
A direct counter to that first challenge. Makes sense. Anything else?
Yes, serving. Getting involved in a local church or community, finding purpose in helping others.
It's interesting how practical those are, directly addressing the issues raised. Does the source connect these back to scripture too?
It does. It brings in Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, about the Lord making our steps firm.
Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him. Yeah.
Exactly. It links taking these kinds of faith-based steps with receiving God's guidance and support, even when things are tough, even when you stumble.
That adds another layer. Now, besides those main stories, the source also included reflections from listeners.
Yeah, which really drives home the community aspect.
How so?
There's Sophie, 21, a nursing student. She talks about balancing her demanding studies with her faith. She actually calls journaling her lifeline.
Journaling as a tool. Interesting. And who else?
Jalen, 26. Huh. He's a photographer. He shares about facing career rejection, like really struggling with that.
That's relatable for many creatives.
For sure. And how he learned through that to lean into God's timing rather than trying to force things his own way.
So these listener voices, they kind of reinforce a key message.
Definitely. The big takeaway presented is you're not alone in this. Community, sharing the journey, finding support and faith with others, it's vital.
That sense of shared struggle and shared hope seems really important when you're dealing with these big, sometimes isolating questions.
Absolutely. And the source actually wraps up this section by suggesting some specific daily affirmations.
Ah, okay. Practical tools again. What are they?
Yeah, 5 short ones designed to kind of push back against negative thoughts and external pressures. They are, God has a unique purpose for my life.
Okay.
I am loved and seen by God even when I feel unseen.
That hits the social media point.
Right. My worth is not based on social media or success.
Direct again.
God's timing is perfect.
Addressing that anxiety about the future.
And finally, I walk forward in faith one step at a time.
You can really hear how each one speaks directly to those challenges we discussed, like little anchors.
Exactly. Yeah. They're presented as these intentional declarations you can use to ground yourself in the truths the source explores, especially when life feels noisy.
Okay, so just to recap this deep dive into the Faith Beams GP podcast source material for everyone listening, we've talked about this modern search for purpose, that feeling of being overwhelmed.
And how the source contrasts that with a scriptural view of God having plans for us.
Right. Then we dove into those real stories, Jasmine, Carlos, Maya, which really illustrated the source's point that purpose is presented as internal, rooted in faith, not just external stuff.
We outlined the common challenges, social media, career anxiety, relationships, feeling distant from God.
And the specific faith strategies offered, like prayer, mentorship, social media breaks, service, all anchored in that psalm.
And we heard from listeners like Sophie and Jalen, reminding us about the power of community, that you're not alone.
It really does all seem to circle back to that central idea presented in the source.
Yeah.
God having a unique purpose for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to the final thought. The source kind of leaves you, the listener, with something to chew on.
Yeah, it's quite provocative. It suggests considering the idea that maybe God has already put a purpose inside your heart.
Already there.
And the question that poses is, what would it look like to really focus your energy on seeking that specific internal thing, trusting that your own story fits into a much bigger picture?